booster shots in Virginia. I'm Melissa Howell.
What the GOP candidate for Virginia governor is saying about the presidential election. An Instagram kid's on hold after accusations of the adult version of Insta harms teenagers' mental health. More on that coming up at 10:10. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A federal jury in New York finds R&B singer R. Kelly guilty of all charges connected to sex trafficking of women and underage girls and boys. CBS's Elise Preston.
Attorney Gloria Allred represents many of Kelly's victims.
I have pursued many sexual predators who have committed crimes against women and children. Of all the predators that I have pursued, however, Mr. Kelly is the worst.
Prosecutors praise Kelly's victims for their courage in sharing intimate details of their life with the superstar in open court. Kelly appeared stoic as the verdict was read. He's scheduled to be sentenced May of 2022. Elise Preston, CBS News, New York.
A key procedural vote on a bill to fund the government through December fails largely along party lines in the Senate. Congress has just days to avoid a possible government shutdown. CBS's Natalie Brand is on Capitol Hill.
Federal agencies are working on contingency plans for a possible shutdown.
People are very, very much on edge.
Jacqueline Simon is the policy director for the American Federation of Government Employees. She says federal workers are not the only ones who suffer during a shutdown.
There are a lot of people who rely on government services, from veterans to the elderly. There's a ripple effect.
President Biden rolled up his sleeve today, telling those around him,
like I did in my first and second COVID-19 vaccination shot, about to get my booster shot and do it publicly.
Mr. Biden also encouraged Americans to get their COVID vaccinations. Ford is investing $11.4 billion into two sites in the South and creating 11,000 new jobs. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert with details.
The first site near Memphis will be 6 square miles, including a new electric pickup plant, supplier park, and battery plant. Two other battery plants will go nearby in Kentucky. The new Ford facility should start building electric pickups and batteries in 2025.
In North Suburban Chicago, the fraternity system at Northwestern University has suspended all social events and recruitment activities after a report of people being drugged. There have been protests, this student saying of Greek life.
We need to abolish them. It starts with Northwestern, but it doesn't end there. There are colleges and universities across the country that have systems in place like this, and it's causing a lot of harm, unnecessary harm.
A federal judge in Washington says John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan in March 1981, can be freed from all remaining restrictions next year. He must continue to follow court guidelines and remain mentally stable. This is CBS News.
Indeed helps find great hires fast. Indeed is your all-in-one platform for interviewing, screening, and hiring high-quality people. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 10:03, Monday, September 27, 2021. 71 degrees, going down to the 50s for some of you. I'm Shayna Stulen. Good evening. The top local stories we're following for you this hour. Another possible vaccine mandate is coming, this one being considered in Montgomery County, where nearly 80% of county workers have already had at least one COVID shot.
The bill being introduced before the Montgomery County Council would call for all county employees to get vaccinated, no opting out to get tested. Councilmember Will Jawando said some agencies with the lowest vaccination rates are in the public safety field.
Some of which interact with our public the most. And sometimes have to touch and be involved with bodily fluids and things. So I think there's actually a really important reason to move forward.
Jawando and Council President Tom Hucker said exemptions beyond the medical exemption language in the bill will be discussed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Maryland has one of the highest COVID vaccination rates in the nation, and it's helped the state weather the surge of the Delta variant. Now, some key members of the Maryland Senate are calling for mandatory vaccinations of students 12 and older.
Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson of Baltimore is pleased with CDC data showing Maryland's rate of new COVID cases is the lowest in the nation.
And I think that that is something that is definitely worth celebrating.
But there's concern since school has started, the highest rate of increase of COVID cases is among school-aged children. Senator Ron Young of Frederick is urging the Hogan administration to mandate shots for students 12 and older.
I think we have the authority to do that. If we want to break this thing, we've got to start taking bold steps.
State Health Secretary Dennis Schrader says the Hogan administration wants to respect autonomy of the school districts to make their own vaccine decisions. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Okay. Meanwhile, in Virginia, as COVID cases rise, Governor Ralph Northam says he's working to encourage residents who are eligible to get the booster shot.
Right now, about 700,000 Virginians are eligible for the Pfizer booster. About half of them are healthcare workers. And right now, the Commonwealth is able to handle the demand.
As we get towards the end of October, that need will increase when we anticipate that the
donator, Dr. Danny Avula.
And then that'll probably overlap with the 5 to 11-year-olds. So we'll continue moving forward on these.
Governor Ralph Northam says his focus now is encouraging residents to step up.
All of that's in place. The infrastructure and the supplies, we've got everything that we need. We just need cooperation.
Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
The Republican running for governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, clarified today that he would have voted to certify the results of the 2020 presidential election. It comes after he didn't give a clear answer during an Axios interview and Democrats pounced. Youngkin tells WTKR-TV today.
Yeah, absolutely I would have. It's a silly thing. I mean, I've said all along that Joe Biden was legitimately elected our president. In fact, I've said that, and my opponent has never said that George W. Bush was legitimately elected president. In fact, he said that election was stolen.
Polls show the race between Youngkin and Democrat and former Governor Terry McAuliffe is getting tighter. The second and final debate between Youngkin and McAuliffe will happen tomorrow night here on WTOP at 7 p.m. We'll have full coverage. You can also catch it online at WTOP.com. New tonight, weapons charges have been filed against a 19-year-old D.C. man after a chase yesterday in Temple Hills. It all started with a report of an armed carjacking on Branch Avenue. Prince George's County Police responded. 2 men at the scene ran. Police say one pulled a handgun from his waistband. And when he saw an officer chasing him, the officer then shot the man in the leg. Nashad Barksdale of D.C. was treated at a hospital, released a few hours later, and brought in for questioning, where police say he admitted pulling out a loaded handgun. Police are still looking for the other man who took off running. Coming up on WTOP, Instagram for Kids is on hold after a massive outcry and pressure on social media companies. Just ahead.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ebony Hoskins, and I'm a gynecologic oncologist at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. I've seen firsthand how devastating COVID-19 can be, so the decision to get vaccinated was an easy one. I knew the vaccine was the best chance I had to protect myself, my family, and my patients. For more information on the COVID-19 vaccine and how you can make an appointment, please visit medstarhealth.org/vaccine. Thank you, and stay safe.
Get a drain cleaning for only $99. Michael and